This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We've been talking a lot about hacking this week as it relates to third-party applications that work with Snapchat and Dropbox. But this is a new take. James B. Comey, the director of the FBI, was given a speech, and he said that the federal government needed to get more aggressive about legislating to force tech companies to hand over information on users. He said new encryption efforts by the likes of Apple and Google could make it harder to solve crimes. In the post-Snowden era, though, that might sound a little weird to regular users. It's Friday, and that means time to play our favorite game of Silicon Tally. This week, my guest is Dave Albert. He's the co-founder of Hacker School. It's a program for computer coders in New York City. Dave, you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready to play.
3,000 words. There's a Game of Thrones reference in here.
Oh, the length of the shortest George R. R. Martin chapter.
He is known to write long. I've always wondered if he actually even has an editor. But what I'm looking for is there are actually over 3,000 words in the made-up language of Dothraki created for HBO's Game of Thrones. And now there's actually an app that will help you learn to speak Dothraki.
I'm going to have to download that.
Next time we do this, we'll do it in Dothraki.
Excellent. I will prepare.
All right, you got something for me?
72% of listings.
72% of Airbnb listings are technically illegal.
You got it. That's what the Attorney General says, at least. He says they're illegal hotels.
All right, I got something for you. 4 days and 22 hours.
4 days and 22 hours.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you a binge watcher?
The amount of time it takes to watch the entire seasons of House of Cards and Orange is the New Black combined.
This is an excellent guess, and you may be right. This is actually for a much less cool television show that is also available on Netflix. It's a show from the 90s, and it's called Friends.
Ah.
This is how long it would take you to watch every episode of Friends, which I don't know why anyone would subject themselves to that much Joey, but this will be available to them starting next year, actually, on Netflix. You got a number for me?
96.9% of websites. Think security.
Oh, something to do with poodle?
Yes. 96.9% of the Alexia top 1 million websites support SSL v3 and are thus vulnerable to the padding Oracle on downgrade legacy encryption or poodle attack.
All right, you're a hacker guy. How scared are you of anything that's called poodle?
Less so. Because of the name, though I still try to be scared of it. I think all of a sudden in the past year or so, there's been like a game of one-upsmanship in like the name of security exploit.
And poodle is a race to the bottom.
Yeah, it might be.
Dave Albert is co-founder of Hacker School, which is a retreat for computer coders here in New York City. Dave, thank you for playing along, man.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Remember, there's a special listener version of Silicon Tally online at marketplacetech.org.